Welcome to the Praying Wife podcast. I am your host, Corrine Cash, and I am so thrilled to be joining you yet again. I do hope that you have been enjoying our daily devotionals that we just started. Well, I just started last week. If you are enjoying them, if they are encouraging to you, please feel free to send me a message at support@thepraingwife.com or pray@thepraingwife.com. I would love to hear from you. If you want, you can just leave us a review as well on any of the podcast streaming platforms so that I can know to continue those. But I do hope that they have been a blessing to you. Today, I want us to talk about being intentional. And this intentionality applies to just about every area of our lives. As a woman, as a wife, as a mom, as a sister, friend, you name it, there is a lot of responsibility that is placed on us. And lots of hats, right, that we often find ourselves wearing. In order to effectively, this is one thing that I've learned, in order to effectively do everything that we need to do and to do what God has called us to do, it requires us to be intentional. And so let's dive into this and just break this down into different areas of our lives. Well, let's talk about what intentional actually means. So if you do a quick Google search for the definition of intentional, it says done on purpose, deliberate, so something that is done on purpose. And so I want to break down into the different areas where being intentional actually applies in our lives. And let's first start with being intentional in our home. When it comes to our home, the house that we reside in, we know that, you know, it's looked upon us as females to have the house clean, have it tidy, have it in order. Now, one thing, especially when kids enter into the picture, this becomes increasingly more difficult, right? If you are like myself, I have three kids, but I remember even having one and, you know, trying to keep up with the housework became a little difficult, especially in their younger age. But it's important that you set aside a schedule where there are days that you can take care of certain tasks. You don't have to be Superwoman. Your house does not need to be spotless and clean every second of every waking moment. That's just not a reality for most of us. Some of us, if you can, I tip my hat off to you. You are amazing. But I will venture to say that for most of us, having your house in like just pristine condition 24 hours is a very difficult feat. And, you know, sometimes I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to keep our houses clean. And we should, right? Because our house, this is our domain. This is where we should, it's like our zen place, especially in the case where we have kids and we're setting an example, especially when we are wives and we need to make sure that our husbands can feel safe. And, you know, he's not walking around in piles of dirt or slipping over different things, you know, that just happens to stay on the floor. But I think we have to make sure that we're not putting so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but not using that as an excuse to have a filthy home. So you have to, if you have to set aside time, if you say, okay, Mondays, I will do the dishes, or Mondays I will do the laundry for the week. One thing that I've realized that really helps is setting aside time to do things for like multiple days. In fact, for the week. So like laundry day, it's a Saturday, it's for the entire week. And you do it on repeat. So you do it once and it's taken care of. Or if you're ironing clothes or uniform, you do it once. You just carve out time on a Saturday, on a Sunday, whatever day works best for you and your schedule. And you take care of it for the rest of the week. If you have to put something on, or you put on a song or a movie or a show, whatever it is, especially if you find yourself, and I hope this, you know, isn't you, we could talk about this later, but like binging, that's something we will cover on a different day. But, you know, if you're finding yourself just sitting there watching TV and your hands are idle, you're doing nothing, you are technically wasting time. And there is, again, I said, we're probably going to cover this and I'll talk about this in another episode. And I think even as we go through talking about our personal growth and our personal selves and being intentional about that, we will cover something I like to call me time. But just talking specifically about making sure you get stuff done, schedule a time. When you say, okay, this is the day when I will take care of this. And if you, you know, walk her through the house and you know, okay, this is driving me nuts. This is, you know, this particular, the bathroom isn't clean or this isn't clean. Make sure you are intentionally setting a day. If you cannot get to it that moment, that second, schedule a time when you know for sure on this day or at this time, that is the time that I have devoted to get this done for that particular area. Not just when it comes to chores, but when we talk about being intentional about our home, it's also what we are allowing to be played in our homes. What are we allowing our kids to watch? What words are we speaking in our home? Who is coming into our houses? What is being brought into our home? I know for my kids, they know at this point, I do not allow them to just bring random things from strangers into the house. Because we, especially if you're listening to this podcast and you are of the Christian faith, we have to be so very careful of spiritual things that are attached to things. And they can come in many and various forms. So we have to always be on the lookout for different things. Just make sure that you're always in a mindset of prayer and awareness. That's going to be very important. And we'll talk about that as we get into the area of our intimacy with God. But always check and see what are you allowing to enter into your home? Remember that this is your domain, again, where you should feel safe. Your husband should feel safe. Your kids should feel safe. And so we have to always be careful of the things that we're allowing to happen in our homes, to be aware of the spiritual atmosphere that we are setting in our homes. And then it's important, as always, to pray over your home on a daily basis. We should always be covering our home, covering the ground from the outside, inside our homes. I always cover even the windows, to the ceilings, the floors, whatever it is, any open doorway, asking God to protect the land that we have, even our community where we live. It's important that we are intentional about praying over our home. And sometimes we forget about these, you know, little things. I know, you know, we'll ask for strength, or we ask for peace, or we ask for wisdom, or we ask for protection. But even the places where we lay our heads, this is where we are most vulnerable sometimes. But the enemy knows that you are most comfortable in your home. So we have to make sure that we are praying over our home daily. Now let's talk about being intentional with our marriage. We have to make sure that we are setting aside time to spend with our spouse. Yes, of course, there are, you know, days where this can be difficult, or days when it's just, you know, there's regular routine that's going on. He's at work, you're at work, whatever your schedule is. But you have to make sure that you guys are prioritizing yourselves as a married couple. Do not neglect date nights. Whatever works for your schedule. Some people can do date nights once a week. Some, like us, we schedule it once a month. It's a little difficult to do it every week, but again, it depends on your schedule. What's important, it's not necessarily the amount of times that you do it. It's just that you find a rhythm, find a consistent schedule that you can stick to, where it's just the two of you, no kids. I would even dare say no phones, no electronics, no, just you and your spouse time together to continue to grow. Because remember that you and your spouse, we are all growing as individuals. Even though we are married, every single day we go through life, we are sharing different experiences, or just experiencing things, whether it's with our spouses or just in general in the world. And it continues to shape and form the way we think about things. Even our taste changes. Today you might like a sandwich, tomorrow you might not. And so it's just important that you're continuing to be on the same page with your spouse. But this will require intentionality on your part to make sure that you guys are spending that time and having that communication. And that's another thing. Be intentional about working on communicating with your spouse. If communication or conflict is something that you struggle with, be intentional about saying, listen, baby, honey, love, whatever you call your spouse. I call my husband, hun. Listen, hun, this is an area of our marriage that we need to work on. Whether that's being intentional and saying we need to see someone, we need to get a marriage therapist, I need to see a therapist, or you, or collectively, whatever it is, we need to talk about it. We need to do some exercises. We need to, you know, go to see someone, get prayed for, whatever it is, but be intentional about working on your communication. That means whatever you guys have learned, whatever you have decided on, like if, for an example, if you said, okay, I'm not going to say that in this way, be intentional and remember to not say something to your spouse in that way. It's going from beyond speaking about it to now intentionally doing it. Another thing with your marriage, be intentional about devotions and prayer together, just you and your spouse. So there's, yes, you have devotions by yourself with God. Some of you, it's very important, I'll get to this next, having devotion time with your kids, but also having devotions just as a couple, so that God can continue to speak to you two, because now when you said I do, we have now become one. And so it's important that now we as one, we have made this commitment to God to be one and to share into this life together, that we are continuing to seek God together in prayer, that your husband is covering you in prayer, that you are covering your husband in prayer, that you're speaking words of affirmation over your marriage, over each other, that you're doing devotionals to continue to help you to grow spiritually together. These are all part of being intentional with your marriages. Praying every single day. Every day you should be praying together. As a married couple, you have to cover your union, because we know the enemy is after the family. He's after your marriage. He's after your children. And so we have to always be guarded up in prayer and make sure that we are covered. So now let's talk about being intentional with our kids. Now, there's so many different areas where we have to be intentional, but the first thing I would say is discipline, right? Now, discipline sometimes can become a very tricky topic, because everyone, I think, has their own opinions on just discipline tactics. You may even differ with your spouse. One thing, even jumping back to that really quickly, is make sure you guys are intentional about the way you discipline your kids and making sure that you're on the same page. Even if you have different ways of doing discipline, make sure that you don't disagree in front of the kids, especially when one is disciplining the other. Pull your spouse aside, go into another room, whatever it takes, and make sure that you guys work that out. But you have to be intentional about the decisions you make when it comes to your kids. Be intentional about checking on what your children, what are they watching? What are they listening to? What are they learning? Who are their friends? All of this is important. And if we are not careful to be intentional about asking those questions to our children, and you know, and it's as easy, you can slip it in over dinner time. Dinner time should be a very sacred time in your house, at that kitchen table, whether you're at the island or you have an actual formal dining room. That is the place where you can unwind and get into the minds of your children. How was school today? What did you learn in school? What happened in school today? Was there anything exciting? Was there anything? You should foster an environment where your children can talk to you about what's going on in their lives, because we have to be aware. The Bible says, do not be ignorant of the devil's schemes. We have to know, especially when we understand that he is out for our children. We have to know what's going on in their lives. And it's not prying. It's not being nosy. It's not being overbearing. It's having the conversation and making that a routine, a practice that's in your house where you know what is going on. Our jobs as parents is to make sure that we raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord and that we protect them. So it's very important that we always know what's happening. Be intentional about spending time with them. The same way that we spend time with our spouses, our kids need our love too. They need that attention. One thing, and I'm so happy that we've put this in practice, and I think I've said it before, is that we take our kids out every month separately. And so we have three kids. We haven't started this with the little one yet because she's a little too young, but we'll eventually, you know, work her in there. But this month would be my month to take out, let's say, our son. That means next month I've got our daughter. And then the next month I've got our son. If I have my son this month, my husband has our daughter. And we will just go, just me and our son, and he would have our daughter. And we would have that time with them where we can, you know, give them that individual, hey, I can hear you. Hey, what's been going on? That's outside of the, you know, the hustle and bustle of all of the family together. Because, you know, even in the family environment, if especially if you have one kid that's more, that requires more attention in whatever form or fashion that may be, some of the other kids may get lost in that. So it's important that you give them their devoted time, I would say. But this, again, requires intentionality. Schedule, schedule, schedule. I'm going to say this for every part when it comes to being intentional, because it really helps when you have something on the calendar. But schedule that time. For us, even with this example of taking out my daughter and he'll take out my son, we have this scheduled for the rest of the year. During December, we look at the calendar for the following year and we start to plan these out. Date nights, they're on the calendar, and not just like, let's pick a random day, but we go a step further. What are we doing on that day? Because there's one thing to have on the calendar, it's date night. There's another thing of what are we doing on date night, right? So we have a list. I have like a long list of different ideas that we've either done in the past or I've seen or heard of that I think would be awesome to try. And we would just put one of them on there. And it's like, all right, this on this day, we're going to go bowling. On the next day, we're going to, you know, catch a drive-in movie on the next date. So it's, again, it's about scheduling and being intentional. But back to the kids, make sure, too, that you are praying over your children daily. I mean, all the time. We have to make sure that we are covering our kids. Every time we drop the kids to school, when it's my day to do drop-off, I am praying for them. As soon as we hit in the car, the prayer starts. And because I know it's important that I'm covering them. I'm taking them out into, I call it, sometimes I feel like it's the wilderness. It's the wild, wild west out there. It's so crazy. If we look at the world that we live in, and it's so countercultural. Just living a Christian life. And so it's important that we cover our kids on a daily basis. And now let's talk about being intentional with our personal growth. It's so important that you never neglect yourself. Do not forget, and I mentioned this earlier, do not forget to take what I call me time. Me time is literally what it sounds like. Me time. It means it's just me. No kids, no spouse, no nothing. It's just my zen, my, you know, calm down, relax, just time for me time. And this can be just me sitting on the bed, watching something, eating my favorite bowl of ice cream or my chocolate cake and orange juice, which is still delicious. Whatever it is, where it's just your time to relax, de-stress, and come down and just have a breather. Me time is so very important. We all need a break. We all need time to just breathe and collect ourselves again, collect our thoughts, rejuvenate, recharge. If that's going to, you know, getting a manicure or a pedicure or going to a spa, whatever it is, you need to make sure that you have that time to refuel so that you can continue to pour and to give. Always need to remember to fill up, because we give and we give and we give. And when we get on empty, then stuff starts to break down and we get cranky and stuff starts slipping. So as you give, remember to recharge. Remember to have your personal goals that you want to stick to. We are here and we were originally created. And I wouldn't even say originally like this has changed, because God's word and his plans remain forever. We were created to be a helpmeet to our husbands. This does not negate our personal goals that we have as well. Stick to your goals. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to open up a business, if you're trying to start a class, learn something new, whatever it is, stick to your goals. And on the note of classes, never stop learning. Never stop learning. There is so many tools out there, so many free resources. There's YouTube University, I call it. There are books that are available to you. It doesn't always take, you know, going to school and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, though your goal or something you want to do may require you to do so. And if that is, go for it. Have the faith, be intentional, and do what God is calling you to do. But never stop learning. And as we pray for our kids, pray for our homes, pray for our marriages, pray for our spouses, do not neglect to pray for yourself. every day. Every day you should speak declarations and words of affirmation over your own self. Declare that today is going to be stress-free. Declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are the apple of God's eye. You are everything that He's created you to be and more. Speak over yourself. Prayer is very effective and it is very important. And sometimes I think we're so focused on making sure that we cover everyone else, that we neglect ourselves. And so even in the making sure you have that me time, make sure that you have that let me pray over myself time. And last but not least, and as a matter of fact, it's the first thing we have to learn to be intentional about. And I purposefully left it as last, just in case it's the last thing you remember me saying, but we have to be intentional about our walk with God. Spending that time, that dedicated time, not the rushed, thank you God for waking me up this morning as you brush your teeth and you run, not that kind, but the dedicated, personal, devoted time. The Bible says how many times we can count that Jesus got up early and he went up in the mountain to pray. He went, on the side to pray. He found that secret place, that private place where it was just him and God. And we have to not make sure that we don't neglect that personal get away from the noise, personal time with the Lord, reading in his word, not just also to read, because sometimes we can get caught up where we're just reading to say, yes, I did it. Check. I did my Bible plan today. Check. Not just reading to read, but reading to understand, reading to grow in God, reading to hear what it is he's saying to you through that scripture for that day. Praying without ceasing. The Bible says pray without ceasing at all times, prayer and supplication. Pray and pray, read, learn and grow. The same way I mentioned continuing to learn and read and take online courses, read books that build your faith. Watch sermons, listen to helpful podcasts like this one, shameful plug, but continue to grow in your faith, continue to grow in God. There is always a deeper level. We will never just arrive, not until the day that Jesus comes back. So there's always something more to learn. There's always secrets that God wants to unfold. There's always more, and he's willing and able and ready to give and to share the more with us. But we have to be intentional about seeking God, seeking him for that more. Seek. That's why the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else you need will be given unto you. He wants to continue to unfurl his wisdom, his anointing, his power, his purpose for your life. There's so much that we have to do in such a small period of time. And none of us knows when our time would be. So we have to make sure that we're spending our time wisely. And in order to do that, we have to be intentional. So again, it's time for us to advance into a level of maturity. And this is going to come with being intentional about all of these different areas of our lives, so that we can really experience God's peace, his comfort, his blessings, his joy. And I pray, and this is my prayer, that God will continue. Thank you, Father. God, we pray that you will continue to bestow upon us your grace, your strength, oh God, your wisdom. Help us to see areas, oh God, where we can be more intentional, whether it's in our marriages, God, whether it's with you, whether it's with our kids, our families, our friends, whatever it is, oh God, show us where we can be intentional, God, and show us how. Give us strategies, oh God, where we can put this into practice. We thank you, oh God, that you said that anything that we need, God, we can ask, and you are more than willing and able to do it, oh God. You said if anyone asks or needs wisdom, let him seek, let him ask, and it shall be given to him. So God, we ask for wisdom in this time. We ask that you cover us. We thank you that you hear us, oh God. We thank you that you love us. We don't ask God for love. We thank you because we know that you loved us first, God. Even while we were yet sinners, you sent your son to die on the cross for us so that we can be reconciled to you. So God, we thank you for this time. I pray right now, God, that you are beginning to transform minds, transform our mind. Help us to see things and help us to see people the way that you see them, oh God. Give us a mind, oh God, of strength and of grace. We thank you, God, as we come against fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And so we thank you for this. We pray, oh God, for a special blessing over our households. I thank you that anyone listening under the sound of my voice, God, for whatever they may need, God, I pray that you will supply. I thank you for covering us all, God, with your grace, with your peace, with your wisdom. And we give you all the praise, God. We give you all the honor and all the glory that is due unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Praying Wife Podcast. I do pray that you were blessed. Please remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. We will see you again next time.